Fire, what you saying?
Yes, Ayaki, give thanks to life, you know, Ballad and the Dread again.
Serious thing. If you get free time, make sure you check out the music from the young warrior, R. Tarchi. Link there in the description. Also, make sure you support us at Conscious T, KONCIOUST.com. Fire today, I want to talk about something I've been observing in society for a while, and we spoke about it, and it's the skill of critical thinking. And it disturbs me, and this is the real talk, Fire. Sometimes we laugh and people think you know, it's a joke, but you already do with the thing. But this is a very serious thing where it really disturbs me in regards to the future of mankind, because it seems like the skill of critical thinking is dwindling away. And it seems in due time it would be extinct.
You know, critical thinking come like a dinosaur in this time. You know?
No, big time. And I just want to clarify that we are aware schools don't teach critical thinking on a mass level. If you're in a certain school at a certain level, you will be exposed to those skills. But most schools don't teach students that. So the average person, the skill of critical thinking is a personal journey that they go upon. But I think that the rise in technology has eroded people's ability to critically think. It becomes dangerous because what happens now is that everyone's working off of sound bites. And if I give you an example, you know, Instagram, I think the average post is 59 seconds you get. You don't get a full 59 seconds, right? People are only listening to or watching 20 seconds of it for the most part on average, but based on studies. So that means that 20 seconds is the attention span. If you don't have the gist of what's going on within that time, a person moves on. Fire, I want to tell you the next thing. I was reading an article about hip-hop, TikTok and hip-hop. And the breakdown was saying how TikTok is mashing up hip-hop because what's happening now is that artists are just trying to make some 30 seconds of music in a sense. You know, the third verse gone in music for the most part already.
Yeah, man.
All right. So they're trying to do this thing in 30 seconds. But what's that doing now is kind of the rest of the song kind of low. So all the effort is put into the 30 seconds because that's what people would see on social media. So it's like they're making music just to be in a social media post in a sense. And even music videos, when you pre it, people don't watch the entire music video. And that's facts. So we didn't get into the critical thinking yet. We just get into the attention span vibe because albums, we already know people not really making albums as singles because a man not going to sit and listen to a body of work and analyze it. I'm just using this as example of attention span. Let's get into critical thinking, why it becomes an issue, because if you're only absorbing 20 seconds of a reasoning or an idea, that's not the full reasoning. And you off to the next thing, but you never thought about the previous thing, and you accepting that as full-blown truth. Even when I listen to our podcast, we may say something that sound good. You may say the bar and the great reason is sweet, but at the same time, you should analyze that as a responsible individual and say, yo, this makes sense, it don't make sense.
But even with the reason they were there, I thought, when I realized, even with the podcast, you have a majority of people who read the title, come in based off of the title without even watching the thing. So it show you, say, I want to get distracted by even words represented in front of them rather than the idea. Because what I say now, why attention span is so critical, it's so important when it comes to critical thinking. Because the lower your attention span is, the more you are susceptible to being generic. You see me, I say, because the youths, them nowadays, you know, it's like them even the one them are older too, them get caught in a generic lifestyle when them start thinking of fragments instead of sentences. Because them whole process and them whole well-being, it have a sense of incompleteness towards it. So they can't put things together. And that's the thing where I really disrupt them flow. Because if them over here, so them can't balance something else simultaneously. You know, so it block them from actually seeing the full thing. So it's like a fragment thing, because a man says something out of their mouth, it just stop right there. So, and you're supposed to get it rather than a man complete them sentence and know, say, yo, this is a complete sentence. Complete sentences come with complete thought. So you see what I mean? I say it's like a backward mentality we are going right now. That's the reason why if they even check it out, the ones them who get the best reasoning them and can put things together in the best sense, guess what them call them now? Mad.
And I want to let everyone know I feel that it's an honor for society to call you mad, for those unfamiliar with the term crazy.
Yes,
I remember
I
when I, this is funny. Everyone who has changed their life can relate to this, right? I remember when I canceled cable, you know, started eating differently, stopped drinking, even stopped smoking. You think one would be kind of, you know, fire is like this straight call me crazy. How you gonna switch from eating this way to eating this? And, you know, what you doing with your time? You know, so it's just like, I just feel it's an honor for someone within the proper context to call you crazy. That means that you're dealing with the thing on a level and you're moving away from the herd, you know?
They're not at the right way, that's still in the fire, because right now, check levels. Look on a crazy man, look on the intelligent man. The intelligent man, all right. Let me even break it down even further, right? Say the intelligent people. Well, intelligent people are people who go school, them go get them bachelor's, master's, PhD.
So they say.
But yet still, you so intelligent, and you don't know, and you every time you come from work or before you go to work, you go in a fast food restaurant. Where the intelligence lie? You know, the study where you do at the institution or with the common knowledge where you supposed to know, so you're not supposed to put that in a your body then. That simply means the intelligence in itself have a wrong dwellings, and that are the reason why critical thinking can't strive within these people, because me would have think say the man who intelligent are the man who preserve himself, because him probably can't even read, you know? But him knowing himself say the directional part of him supposed to take for benefit fame life as something where can increase, and him can stay in the cricket pitch for the longest and go on, but then the other one now who's so intelligent but make all the wrong moves them, but intelligent by societal standards. And that in itself, I think critical thinking, because you think say, a man have him institution, and we have our institution. Every organization have a goal and an aim. What is the aim of an institution? If you keep it in a paradoxical living now, where it start confuse your brain, and then it start bring it towards for them things. So the man, let's produce. Remember, say if we work in a factory again, in the same institution that, you know, but it does have a consumer institution in regards to food, right? We produce this thing. What the outcome? Now, if we sell this thing towards the consumer, them fire. So when time we produce students from our school, what do you think we are doing? We are selling them to the corporation, and selling them to the corporation are breaking them to the master's will. So a man can't think to himself. He have a thing for him boss, and I think about him boss. He have to please him boss so the company can be successful. What that have to do with fame life? It now have nothing to do with him life. So black him critical thinking again, because him separate from fame self now. And at the same attention span again, because you're paying attention towards making money, paycheck by paycheck. Right now in a fire, a man who invests in a even as a stock market or everything, more intelligent than a man who sit down and work at 9 to 5 and now make an investment, you know, because a man, your paycheck can cut off at any time, you know. But the man who invests can make it the same way, you know. So you see, that again, what is intelligence? Who define intelligence? And the reason, the first thing that we need for breakdown, for overstand this even critical thinking, reasoning.
Not reality, man. And I just feel that we need to redefine what intellect is, what being intelligent is. Because it's really, I think intelligence, how we use it in society, even though we use the word, is not what it means. It's more indoctrination, especially education is indoctrination. Basic education in regards to the education you receive from the system is just straight up indoctrination. So we can't go around that. But in regards to intelligence, I think people's intelligence is very like, how do you say this? Limited. Because they're intelligent in particular areas, but they're not necessarily intelligent in life and the sciences of life. So I think that's where we mess up, you know, because a person can be intelligent enough to generate capital, but they're not intelligent to have a balanced life. So I just think intelligence goes into different forms of categories. So back to this critical thinking now, right? Anyone aware, the more news you watch is the less things that you know, right? Because it's structured in that way, because the news is very good at that. They're very strategic. When we're Raging Midnight say, they always leave out the most important thing. And I've done this before, and you can try it, right? I can dictate what people are going to talk about for that day and how they're going to talk about it based on the headlines in the news. Because what's going to happen now is that people take regurgitation as a form of intelligence. That's the next thing we have as society, right? If you can repeat stuff accurately, you're intelligent. So you notice now when topics take place, people are regurgitating what mass media has told them about. They didn't think for themselves and come up with their own perspective on the issue. And that's dangerous because at that point now you can easily propagate society to have a particular idea about a thing without questioning it. Because it came from an authority figure, right? That you're trained to believe is some form of truth. And you yourself didn't question the information. Then now I want to tell you the next dangerous aspect of it, right? And people stick with the reasoning still. This is why social media is so dangerous in regards to this realm. You see how they customize your page? Like, especially for Instagram, what they call the main page with all the blocks on it? What's the main page called again?
The feed.
Mm-hmm. You see how they customize your feed? Your feed is only showing you what you're interested in or people who are interested in the same thing. Your feed is not showing you like counter ideas because the feed wants you to stay on there and they know you won't, most likely the average person won't click on something that goes against what they think about and what they're interested in. So now you're given an idea that you didn't analyze and the feed now that you're on a lot is constantly bombarding you with things that support your idea. So therefore, now you think what you're dealing with is the absolute truth and it's all the support, but it's just custom. You see that game? So that becomes dangerous now. You're not being exposed to counter arguments. And if you do see a counter argument, it's just wrong. And this critical thinking fire thing have a religious vibe to it in a sense. I'm going to tell you why. You know how like these religious fundamentalists and all this and extremists, which is the average religious person, they don't want to hear no counter argument against their thing. They constantly want to hear people supporting what they do because they themselves are insecure about what they're doing. That's why a man don't want to hear no counter argument against his thing because he don't believe in the argument that he has and he don't want to reason it out.
And if you counter that, you become an enemy and him feelings, no, him become aggressive. Become aggressive, and you know, because all right, just like how I and I and there are a reason now we are start there is a rock steady. I mean, it's a roots rock reggae. Two man can't reason about that because of war, and that itself we are critical thinking because you can't disagree with a man and still have a sound reasoning. And that's the thing nowadays, you know, because once have it as disrespect, not realizing say, yeah, everybody because people so trained for think generic. Check this levels fire. What the I say. It's so important. A man might hear what they are reason and overlook what they are saying, but I'm not even meditate the deep underlying issue right as a fire. Everybody, social media now. So we are use social media as an example for channel critical thinking, right? You seen these customized feeds and customized pages towards your thought process.
Fire, hold on. Say that. Sorry to cut you, but say it again, Fire. Say customized pages. This is what people don't understand. They think it's something natural. The thing is customized by an algorithm to keep you on.
The algorithm, fire. Man. I once now get it to because check levels. It's like whenever you read a book, perfect example. I mean, a lot of people don't read nowadays because reading is so far-fetched. But when you read a book, fire, where the knowledge come from in the book, where you use for tell where the thing come from, you use a reference. And this is where people now understand what is your reference point towards the reasoning where you get that. So if you check it out, a plagiarism, majority of people are that plagiarizing. And that's the thing, you know, but a man so confident in a plagiarism and that him think is an original thought. And you thinking say plagiarism is an original thought. Guess what that make you know? That make you a copycat, not realizing, say, but you're a copycat and you're still not being a copycat based upon knowledge. You're just based upon regurgitation, which seem like it makes sense. And that's a black critical thinking also, may I tell you?
Nah, big time. And anyone listening, especially if you have offspring, some of the older people, no disrespect to them, but some of them kind of gone. A lot of people set in their ways and they're kind of ignorant about certain things and don't want to accept growth. But with the younger people, a great thing you could do with them is when you reason with them, have them talk about two perspectives about a particular thing. It's something basic you could do with them. Have them consistently analyze situations, events, even there, if they're reading the kiddie stories, have them analyze it from two different perspectives. So they're always training their brain in regards to questioning and looking at things from different angles. We have to get away from looking from things from just one. critical thinking flop most people in life too, fire, in regards to inner growth and strength, because a lot of perspectives they have about what they experienced or, you know, trauma, all that, they're looking at it from one perspective. And I want to tell people this, the most liberating aspect for me in regards to just developing and, you know, letting go of past stuff is looking at things from different perspectives, fire. It is a great skill to have. People always talk about personal growth and all this. It's very hard to free yourself from it, because remember, most people frozen in time, fire. Because our meds in, I watch some fire, yo, we near meds in this thing, right? We meds in this thing, and I was thinking about one car. You know, I'm a man that walk all the time. I go on these long walks, and I was just there meds, and I said, yo, I was thinking about one cartoon Frozen, like when they freeze people in time, right? But I say, you know what? A lot of these things, I think they slick, because a lot of it's allegory, because people are really frozen in time. You have people here in 2021, but they stuck in 1995. What happened? Every day, Friday, they play it every day. Friday, they are not with us in 2021. Mentally, they are not here with us. They're in 1975, 1978. So, of course, you're frozen in time, because when one is frozen in time, they miss out on everything that happens. Then when they come to reality, they missed out on the whole experience.
But then, I thought, well, coming to reality, then even that in itself, my question fire, because what is the reality where supposedly exists? And because everybody in a them different reality, you know, because what is reality to one man is not reality, because reality to I and I is ones and ones that live upright and just know, say, you every human being is different. We can all coexist in a this thing as long as we strive towards one destination, which that destination is to make sure, say, the earth preserve. You see me, I say, the elders cared, the infants cared for, and we don't know the creed already. The homeless be fed, you see me, I say? Sorry, the hungry be fed and all of these things. Because my brain have so much different things in it when it comes to this critical thinking. Because it's a thing where me I tell that, I say, it's a crucial, crucial thing. Most people, reality, them far, far, far from that reality fire. Because every single thing where them see, just a one zone. Them brain just stay the way of fire. Why you feel like, say, even the elders them and the younger ones them could have assist so far off. Who it start from? Our elder for say, yo, the youth them now live right, you know? What was your role that you play? In that same way, you see me, I say, how you used to think, and how that affect how the youth them think. No, you know, see the correlation, you know, so that really, really, I make the thing separate, you know, and critical thinking just dwindle, like it worse and worse.
Nah, reality meds fire, and it's just a vibe weird that. All right, you see what you were just saying in regards to reality. The reality most people live in is really mad. Fire is a journey. It's a journey to break down all these layers of confusion we've been given. Because the reality most people doing is a reality manufactured by the system to benefit the system. You get what I'm saying? Selfishness, mindless consumption, all about me, competition. You get what I'm saying? Jealousy. All these foolishnesses really come from our environment. That's what it fuels. So when one really delve deep into that, that's why they struggle so much with themselves, because it's the wickedest thing about success, you know, anybody that ever experienced it. And if you pay attention, it's right in front of us all the time. Like, why are these people so miserable or so unhappy? Because if I don't have nothing to do with balancing yourself, all these exterior things have nothing to do with inner peace. They don't. And people just don't want to see it and don't want to accept it. The life that they provide us to live has no form of balance to it. Fai, how you going to be a family man working from 7 to 9 p.m. every day? How you going to deal with yourself? How you even going to be healthy? You don't have time to deal with yourself, not just physically working out, but spiritually and all these things and mentally. We have time to eat properly. So the thing, and that's what they push. This thing, they push certain ideas there that's flopping people, you know? And I want to let people know critical thinking. All right, you see critical thinking as an adult, if you're not ignorant and you're open to growth, it's something you should work on every day, questioning certain things and analyzing things. If you receive a message from somewhere, what is this message about? Why would this person say it? You know what I'm saying? What's the benefit? Where is it coming from? Who's supporting this person? What's their agenda? These are the things you have to ask the question stuff. It's not that, oh, that's why most people get deceived, because it's like someone say it, and as long as they have a name, and now it's more like a, if they have a little celebrity vibe to them, it's just truth.
Reality. I know when we used to, you know, when we overstand now, we have the next thing, we have black critical thinking, imagery. Because you see the imagery where them place in front of I and I, the imagery now start black certain things now, because here with the imagery, you know, it creates a sense of, it make people rely more upon the uniformity of things rather than the unity of things. Because you see, if a man look upon say Alatachi or a man look upon Junior and a man, you know, say, the man their reason, but them not look like. I mean, I see them in a jacket and tie. I mean, I see them expound upon them particular words. Yeah, and talking a prim and proper English this way and expounding on this. But them now meditate, say, the way your knowledge coming, you know, it's not a thing where it come in a particular format as where them learn it in a fire. It come in as so much different variations that you can grab and pick and choose, in a pick and choose from all of these knowledge formats. But one, where are the people them stuck upon? Who are present this thing to us? That's why a man that can come in a jacket and tie and come tell the people, man, trick them and rob them of the money and the pastor can come take all the money every week and everything, because him come nice and him come all proper, right, according to societal standards or him look.
I want to school the people right now. If you ever watch a platform, a podcast, or any show, right, they bring on guests. The people who are the hosts of the show can say the exact same thing the guests are saying. And remember, they ask questions to guide the guests to say what they want to say. But they know that it'll be more acceptable when a person says it. I'm going to give you an example. See, Muda Baruch on here recently, right? We have two reasons where we have said the same exact things Muda Baruch has just said in regards to the praying thing, right? But true, Muda Baruch have an authority in the thing. It's better he say it and it's more acceptable from the people. So they're not really dealing with the message too much. They're dealing with the messenger. That's why most people missing out on the message.
Reality fire, because check levels. A man who complain about music all day long and him never listen to new artists. You know? So, yeah.
But fire, we already spoke about that, because, you know, this is the next thing. Critical thinking, right? The average person cannot listen to a song and within themselves come to the conclusion that that is a good song. Some authority figure needs to tell them, some DJ or some other artist need to co-sign and say that song is good before they can accept
or the
that
media.
Song is a good, the media in itself, yeah, have to accept that that's a good song. That's a great example of another example of critical thinking. But the gist of the thing is that it is a skill that is becoming extinct and is very disturbing, because at this point now, ideas and just some false ideas and things that are detrimental are able to sweep through society and capture the people without people analyzing it. And this is the dangerous part about it. When you're able to propagate masses so easily, you can move them to do things that are very detrimental. Hitler and all these things, what do you think that they did, Friday? They were able to propagate the people to do something. So you get what I'm saying?
Social engineering, man. Them win all the time.
That's the danger of it. That is the danger of it. The fact that people cannot think critically, they can't think for themselves. You have financial issues because you're being exploited. You have own issues within your personal life because you can't analyze stuff. You can't think. We need more time, fire, to think. People need to think.
All right. May I give an perfect example of critical thinking? I feel like that it really... Enough people not catch where word sound and power mean, because Rastafari, Adrian and sister them say word sound and power for the longest, you know. And people are overlooked. Oh, them Rasta talking, and them not get it, because check levels. You, a system put in place, a financial system in place in front of you, tell you say you're supposed to depend upon credit. You have to put all things in place for credit. What is the outcome of credit? There's only one outcome of credit, debt. See what I say? And you know, I look upon it because the man him just put the same exact debt in front of you, you know, where you know of, you know, losing life, you know, and just spell it a different way. And you know, voluntarily put yourself in a debt because the system tell you, say, these are the things where you need. And you make sure, say, you go out and get every single thing on credit because you need these things, which are actually wants. But because you know, so caught up in the aspect of debt, not realizing, say, it's something where you're fascinated with rather than something where you fear. Because I remember the average person really loved debt, you know. any which way you want to think about it from, you know. If they want to think about it from a monetary perspective, them really love debt because the ones and ones, every single thing on credit. You can't do everything on credit and say, I'm live on credit card and say you don't love debt. That's a lie, because anything you tell me, me can prove to you, say you love debt. And then if you want to think about debt, actual losing of the life now in the farm, in the sense of things now, you attracted to that because the majority of uno religious, the majority of uno can't see for no glory until uno dead and go at this nice place called heaven. When my ear says a nice place still, because my ear
says well, nice too, still tell you the you truth,
know? Yeah. But that me try to show the eye about the concept of death. And even while on earth now, the one I'm even still caught up in the concept of death, because everyone I eat flesh, everything food with them eat have come from death, it have to die first. So it just show you, say, the people in brain set a particular way with them not think about life. Yeah. Majority of the thing with them do are things we are support debt. And if you are support debt fire, when critical thinking is a thing we strive for life and strive for the importance and the building of life fire, how you are going to progress and how you are going to even think critically when time you and yourself know your brain cells them dead from you start think about that and start accord the whole dead thing for you, so you can't think critically, so it's a blocker. Next blocker that again,
I want to say that to a certain extent, you know, it's not to a certain extent, it's not people's fault about their inability to think critically. I may be wrong when I say this, but I feel everyone has a responsibility at some point to start questioning life as you grow, you know, unless you're just far out there. But I think at some point, I don't know, this is me, but I think at some point you start questioning life and asking questions, you know. But so the vibes go fire. But the thing is, I want to say one thing, it don't have nothing to do with nothing. But I saw a lady one time with a pig at the park as a pet, and she was feeding the pig strawberries, right? But they were eating bologna and ham sandwiches. So kind of is that, you know, I think that's it's a disconnect, right? Because here you have the same brethren as your pet, but you're kind of consuming.
Schizophrenia fire.
Yeah, it's kind of tricky.
Schizophrenia fire.
Critical thinking is very disturbing to me looking long term in regards to our inability to analyze stuff and think for ourselves, you know, so. But everyone listening, we just encourage you to read. And I'm not saying reading is everything, but you should read, because when you do read, you get to have a conversation with some great minds and bounce off their ideas. And it's not everything you're just supposed to read and accept. Even what you're reading, you're supposed to question and see if it makes sense or if it doesn't. But we need to think critically, because
read and apply. Read and apply. They don't want to stop. They not apply what they might read even.
Nah, big time. Because if you don't think critically, things are going to get real critical in your life, you know. So, fire, we give thanks for the reasoning from those times. Give thanks for everyone supporting Ballhead and the Dread.